Michael Bauer, our correspondent, has been following this new poll from NBC that has come out about where most Americans stand when it comes to the direction of our country. And Michael, welcome in. It doesn't look really good here in a number of different categories.
Yeah, when you see that 72% of Americans, over two-thirds of Americans polled in this NBC News poll, say that the country's headed in the wrong direction, that their household income is falling behind the cost of living, that the political polarization is only going to continue, and that there's a real threat to democracy and majority rule, it's got a lot of politicians who at least should be shaking their head at this point going, wow, we're going to have to do something about that. But that's largely not the way Americans feel. They feel that the top politicians and political parties are more unpopular than popular. And interest in the upcoming November midterms, where there's actually a chance to change some of this around, where you actually have in 10 months the ability to change control of the Senate and the House, as well as governor's mansions, that Americans at this point are kind of thinking, meh, not really interested in all of that. The midterm interest is going down. Any sort of electricity for it is dropping. And so when Americans were asked to describe where they believe America is today, the top answers, JT, were words like downhill, divisive, negative, struggling. They used phrases like doubting democracy, falling behind, and tuning out. That's how America's feeling as they're heading into 2022 and these midterm elections. So right now, there's clear-cut messaging in this. For Democrats, this is awful news for them. This is not great news if you're in the White House or in Congress. If you're in control of any part of government right now, this is not good news. And what also highlights that is while Democrats have a one-point advantage over Republicans as far as Americans saying who should be in control of Congress, every last little bit of any kind of enthusiasm behind the midterm elections is all in the Republicans' back pocket. They hold a double-digit edge in enthusiasm, and you're looking at a number of Democratic groups, including black voters, young voters, urban voters, that are all losing interest and are continuing to lose interest in the upcoming election. That's not good for Democrats.
Not at all. And you know, time and time again, you see the policies that have come from this president versus what President Trump was all about. And we were in a better place in a number of categories. Just pick one. When it comes to national security, our borders were shored up a lot better. When it came to jobs in our country, America first as far as companies coming back to this country, in-house manufacturing, employment numbers looked really good. When you talk about where we were with inflation, that word was not even used. When you talk about international relations, although some people think that President Trump was somewhat of a bull in a China shop in a lot of areas, he set America first in his priorities. It seems every year, you saw this with Obama, or with every Democratic president, and Biden now, basically continuing a redo of the 8 years of Obama-Biden administration, that internationally, they want to hug our enemies. They want to, you know, dumb down the United States as a strong nation and, you know, put us on a level playing field, even with the enemies. You know, if we understand our enemies, you know, we'll get along better. Not the way the enemies think. So I like the fact that President Trump had the country where it was. Obviously, I don't like where we're at right now. The problem is, to me, as much as the Republicans have this edge going into the midterms, and, you know, my gosh, the midterms cannot get here fast enough in my mind.
Right.
What do we do to get the public perception to come back around? You know, we're so polarized right now. Donald Trump was a polarizing guy. Joe Biden is a polarizing guy. As much as he campaigned to be a moderate, not so much. You got people like AOC and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and that whole left of the left crew really basically pushing the Democratic agenda. You know, defund the police, open up the borders. I mean, on and on and on. It's one bad decision, one bad policy after another. So, you know what? The American people, the people that I talk to in my inner circle, say we've got to get a president in the Republican, you know, House or in the running in the primaries that is not going to be the bull in the China shop. Despite the fact that President Trump, in my mind, did a great job, you know, we have to appeal to the center, the 60% of America that's not on the fringe of either party and can reach across the aisle and mean it and get things done, but still stand for conservative values. That's a challenge.
Yeah, I think I think that's the challenge that you're looking at. And I think that that is really the answer that Americans are looking for right now. When asked what the most important issues were in the country, you're hearing the top two answers become jobs in the economy, which is at 42%. That was the response. And the coronavirus at 29%. Those are the top two things. And I think what you're looking at, and this is where you have to read between the lines if you're a politician in Washington, D.C., realizing that Americans don't really like you very much right now, is that you have to address that not as the jobs like Biden's administration is going, oh, look at all the jobs that we've got here, and look how well the economy is going, the machine that is the economy. Mm-hmm. What people are talking about in this poll is their own economy, what their economy at
Absolutely.
Their table looks like, the ability to put gas in the car, the ability to go get groceries. It's not about whether anybody's made massive amounts of earnings in their 401k. Some people don't even have the 401k, and those are the people that need to be addressed. And right now, we need that kind of an address with honest plans. That's what's going to make a difference here.
Amen to that. Michael Bauer, thank you.